From the Daily Mail. Trans woman. You mean man? There's no such thing as a trans woman, okay? There's women and there's men. There's no trans woman or trans man. But anyway, trans woman, you mean a man. 29-year-old dude sparks backlash after beating a 13-year-old girl to win New York City women's skateboarding contest. Why are 29-year-old dudes or dudettes being allowed to compete with 13-year-olds? So from what I understand, this competition, there's not that many female skateboarders. There's not enough for them to justify or actually be able to have individual categories or just completely different contest competitions, like a competition for, you know, 11 to 14 and 15 to 18. So they have to lump them all together. Yeah. All right. Not a lot of girls like skateboarding. How is that my problem? And why are adults, I don't get this, you know? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. So there's not enough female skateboarders, so they have to have 29-year-olds competing with 13-year-olds? It doesn't make sense to me. Come on. You're going to tell me that there ain't enough female skateboarders? Come on. Are there more than two? Are there more than three that are grown adults? If so, I think you could have different categories. I think somebody out there is just really lazy and doesn't want to organize differing categories based on age. But of course they managed to be able to split the men's and the women's apart. That's because they recognize and understand that girls and boys, men and women, are different enough that the men have a distinct advantage, and yet they're letting this 29-year-old dude compete with 13-year-olds and kick their asses. Because of course he did. Anyway, before I get into the story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pilled-in-your-face nature of my content and how fast I fucking talk to go out there, check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Check it out. Check out my social media links in the upper right-hand corner. Check out the services that I offer in the middle of the page, like philosophical counseling and philosophical tutoring. And check out at the bottom of the page my three donation options if you want to contribute to my continued content creation. That's therealistphilosopher.com, therealistphilosopher.com. Go check it out. So, this 29-year-old dude won a woman's skateboarding contest. But the 13-year-old's not a woman. Of course, they don't know what a woman is, right? We don't know what a woman is. We don't know what a woman is. And yet, you have all of these people that you're calling women competing together, even though you don't know what a woman is. And if you don't know what a woman is, and there's no distinction between men and women, and it's all some kind of social construct, and we're all just assigned the gender at birth, and there's no kind of biological differences, then why aren't they allowed to compete against the men as well? event sponsor Red Bull and Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated? Didn't Sports Illustrated just have that big, fat blob woman on the cover of their bikini issue? They've gone woke as well. Yeah, I don't want to hear nothing from Sports Illustrated. Previously suggested biological male skaters have advantage over women. Of course they do. Of course a biological male has an advantage over a woman, especially a 13-year-old girl. So a 29-year-old man, I'm not going to use their language, beat a 13-year-old girl to win first place in a women's skateboarding competition in New York. Gee, I guess 13-year-old girls are now classified as women, too. Even though they're girls and not women. But that's right, they don't know what a woman is. We don't know. We don't know. 13-year-olds qualify as well. Right, because, you know, most of you lefties are pedos that want to bang little kids. Ricky Tress, or is it Rishi? Ricky, I don't know how to pronounce that. Rishi Tress, who was born male. No. You're male. You're born a man, you're a man. Law of identity. It's very simple logic. You can't be something you're not. Not fundamentally. but now identifies as a woman. I love how they try to make these distinctions and conflate biological sex and gender when it suits their argument. So, born a man, but now identifies a woman. So, you're saying that identification can trump biology, is what you're saying. Won the Border Open a street skateboarding contest that is open to all participants at all skill levels. You're telling me they didn't have enough females showing up to be able to have categories for kids and adults separately, but which is split into male and female contests. And did the male contest have age groups? Tris, who hails from L.A., of course he does, won the women's title. Don't you ladies know what you've done? You've deconstructed womanhood. Very soon, your privilege is going to be gone, too. Yeah, you love intersectionalism until it comes back and bites you in the ass and you get supplanted by the ever-increasing number of dudes that see the advantage in being women and now identify as women. And they beat your ass. Didn't that Miss America or Miss Universe, wasn't that a dude pretending to be a dudette? I mean, ladies, your embracing of intersectionality means that you're very soon going to be supplanted by dudes. Well, you cut your own throat, ladies. Yeah. Let's embrace intersectionality and bring all of these supposed oppressed minority groups together, with the largest minority group being women. Well, that's why you got to be displaced. You got too much power, ladies. Tress, who hails from L.A., yeah, won the title and $500. Pretty crappy prize. Well, how much interest is there in female skateboarding? How much interest is there in skateboarding in general? Not too much. It's kind of like fucking comic books, though. It's, you know, it's very niche. Very, very niche. Well, 13-year-old Shiloh Katori of Tampa, Florida, came in second, taking home $250. Shiloh came first at last year's event. Yeah, because there weren't 29-year-old dudes in that event. Out of the 6 competitors, 4 were under the age of 17, including a 10-year-old girl, Juri Lakura, who came 5th. Before Tress's victory, I don't get this. How could... What a loser, by the way. By the way, I believe this dude, who's 29, is a former Navy veteran that has 3 kids, and he used to have a big fucking a mountain man beard. He's now skating around like a little kid. You know, I think a lot of this trans fad with both dudes and dudettes, I think it's infantilization. I think it's self-infantilization. I think it's an attempt to escape reality. And really, it's infantilization in the sense that you want your life to be easier. You want to become a part of and identify with a privileged minority group that gets a lot more advantages than you do and you would get if you remain in the group that you were assigned at birth, meaning men, who get shat on and dumped on and treated like crap. And not only do they not have advantages and privileges in today's woke world, but they have a lot of disadvantages thrust upon them. So yeah, these people adopting this trans moniker, they want an easier, infantilized life where they're treated like victims. Yeah, so Sports Illustrated and the border sponsor Red Bull published stories which strongly suggest skateboarders who've gone through the male puberty, such as Tress, have inherent advantages over female rivals. What? Strongly suggest. This is the world we're living in right now, where people are so ignorant and just so fucking dumb that they don't even know that men, they just don't know right off the bat. It's strongly suggested that men have a physical advantage over women in general. Strongly suggested? Like, you don't know that? Oh my God, we're doomed. Last year, Sports Illustrated reported on efforts to popularize skateboarding among women. Yeah, because there's not enough women in skateboarding, and it couldn't be that women just, you know, by and large don't like skateboarding. No, there couldn't be a biological preference for other things. Yeah, it couldn't be that skateboarding is inherently risky, and women tend to eschew activities that are very risky, while men tend to be attracted to such activities. No, there's no biological race basis for preferences. Who knew? And said that men's best tricks tend to be more powerful than women's. Yeah. At the 2020 Olympics, meaning they achieved better scores. See, I don't understand this. I didn't even know that skateboarding was now an Olympic event. I'm really behind the times. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Apparently. I don't really give a fuck about the Olympics, though. They've become woke. So that's why. I don't know what's going on there. The magazine explained that men and women are scored using exactly the same criteria with no weighting to address the natural disadvantage women face. Yeah. Well, you can't do that if you're allowing the men to compete with the women. Many female skaters' lower level of strength meant they couldn't pull off the same complex stunts. Duh. They tended to achieve lower results, which they admitted to finding disheartening. Why? Why do they find that disheartening? Oh, right. Because they're told their entire lives that, they don't need a man and they can do anything a man can do, but they can do it even better. And then they find out they can't do it better, so that's disheartening to them. So, they're taught to be displeased with reality itself. And you wonder why women are so unhappy. So here's the dude. Whoa, that is one weird-looking, fugly motherfucker. He is an ugly broad. Is that stubble? Do I see stubble? Did he get that removed with electrolysis? Or is that stubble? Or is that just really thick pancake makeup trying to cover up the stubble? Wow. Jesus Christ. See what I mean about infantilization? He's trying to look like a little kid. Look at the earrings. Yeah, self-infantilization. And there's the little girl who would have won if he hadn't been competing. But of course, you know, when you're a loser that can't compete, cannot compete on a level playing field with your own gender as a man, what do? You identify as a woman and you compete with the women. That's what you do. Male wins women's skateboarding finals and money at the Board Open in New York City presented by DC. So there's the top finisher. Rishi, whatever. There's who should have won. Third place, age 16th, fourth place, and a 28-year-old. 28-year-old came in fourth place, got beaten by a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old. Yeah, they're all women. She's a natural woman as well. Age 10. That girl's 10? Juri Lakura? She looks much, much older, like 15 or something. Weird. And Jessica Perlmutter. Well, won $100. Well, yippity fucking skippity. These are some shitty prizes, by the way. $100? What the fuck? What the the third place winner only got $150. Why bother? Yeah. Well, I guess the experience itself. Yeah, that's character building. Yeah, I'd rather get the cashola. But anyway, the core of a skateboarder plays a crucial role. The group of muscles in the abdominal region, the obliques and back, and part of the back play a pivotal role in skateboarding performance. Interesting. Since the sport requires moving over unstable surfaces, the core provides the strength. So strength is an integral part of skateboarding, and it's something that women have, especially in the upper body, including the core, at half that of men. To stabilize the body and balance it, the core also supports related musculature in other parts of the body, which is engaged while skateboarding. For instance, muscles such as hip flexors and quadriceps that are strained while performing tricks, such as an ollie, transfer part of the pressure to the core muscles. In the meantime, women see more obstacles to overcome. In addition to the talent pool and the publicity, the scoring can be a challenge. Yeah, because they're not scoring the dude any differently than the other broads, because he's a dude. Women's and men's skateboarding are scored on the same scale. Well, that's why they have a men's and a women's category, so you don't have the men competing with the women. Unless, of course, you identify as a woman. Notice you don't see any women identifying as men in this competition. Of course not. They would get demolished. Women's and men's skateboarding are scored on the same scale, and the men's best tricks tend to be more powerful. Yeah. Than the woman's, so the women's figures are notably lower. Kind of makes us look bad. Only if you're trying to compete against the men because you're a rabid feminist idiot. I'm sure sitting at home, when you see guys get 9.9s, and when you're seeing us get 0.8s, it is what it is, she suggested. Some sort of multiplier to make the numbers more comparable. Multiplier. Some kind of arbitrary multiplier, so you don't have to see how much more inferior you are when compared to men. Just stop trying to compete against the men. Why don't you just stop doing that? Because I'm a good little feminist lackey, I've been taught that's my job, to compete against men. But I only want to do that on a playing field where my shortcomings can be hidden. And if they can't be hidden, I want some kind of arbitrary multiplier. But won't you still know there's an arbitrary multiplier? So even if that 0.8 gets, you know, multiplied times 10, aren't you still going to know? I can self-gaslight. Yeah, of course you can. So a Red Bull skating blog published in 2016 also said the bigger muscles make for a better skateboarder. You don't even need big muscles. Just an average dude. If you take a 140-pound dude, a 140-pound broad, the dude is going to be twice as strong. Because the dude is going to be, on average, 25%. Well, let's be honest here. We're talking about Western women. 40, 50% body fat. The dude is going to be 10% body fat. Not to mention the fact that the muscles he does have are going to be stronger. And the bones he does have are going to be thicker. So, you know, even if you took a dude and a dudette who had about the same amount of muscle mass, which would be very difficult to find, by the way, the dude is still going to be stronger because he's a dude. He doesn't even have to have more muscle. The muscle he does have will be stronger. Red Bull also sponsored the event that Tress won. Yeah, you mean lost. Any dude that's going to compete against a 13-year-old and win and then call themselves a winner is a loser. And has backed her as victor in the face of claims of unfairness. Yeah. Ridiculous. The Red Bull blog said the core of a skateboarder looks like that kid isn't a conservative kid. Unfortunate. Whoa, we got a video here. Do we want to watch the video? Yeah, we want to watch it.